I got him he talked me and let me go. Him and another boy from Batesville was up here. I got a inch rope. I have a new inch rope here, about 60 foot long. And I had him tied to a tree there close to this sinkhole. My wife and he went up to a neighbor's visiting that evening, just right before they were in the cave. I told him that I wanted him to take that rope down with him, you see. Tie it to this tree and take it down with him. And then that the neighbor's visiting a little while, come back. They had their lights with them, press light. He come back, and they was just coming out of it as we drove by. And he said, "Grandpa," he said, "you've got a huge cave under this bluff here. And you know, as I said, we've lived here 52 years and didn't know we practiced sitting on that cave. Made me think of what they told me about this big cave up here at Mountain View here in Arkansas. You probably heard of it.
Blanchard
Springs. I was up there and they was taking us on material for that here about 2 years ago. And he made mention that the estimation that was on this cave situation in there. Country in the United States, that there's 80% of the caves that hadn't been found. Well, we just, as I said, a little over a year ago, discovered this here on this bluff.
It's got those fossils, is that what it's called? You know, hanging from the roof of it? Oh, they said it's just hanging full, and they brought some of them out. Was about that long. They look like they've been twisted water runs, you know, and lakes those. Let's say some of them runs from the top to the bottom, that surely they've been here beginning of time.
Well, I know I've been going on kind of long, but yeah, I appreciate you doing it. Anyway.
Well, I don't know whether we've done any good or not. I'll give you pretty hard luck story. I don't want you to think I feel sorry for myself because I've the kind of life I've had. I feel like I'm fortunate. I guess you'd say I've had to my way of saying, a happy life. I've been well contented.
You got a fine wife, and it looks like you got a fine family. You got a lot to be proud of.
Oh, I've had one as happy a home as a man could hope for. I've really had more happiness than maybe I deserve.
I'd like to do another interview with you, maybe one or two more. Would you be able to do one tomorrow? I was going to go see Mr.
Herschel
in the morning. Mm-hmm. And if you had time to see me sometime tomorrow, I'd like to talk with you some more about other things, animals and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Well, now I won't be here.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
she got to go to you.
I will be in the morning, but I won't.
She'll be here tomorrow.
Be here at 12:30.
80% forecast for tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, I can be here. Now, and a man can anyhow, and I'll explain that. My heavy work done, you know, like if I need a disking or something on the farm.
Yes.
There's a boy who lives above me. He does custom work, you know. And he told me night before last, he was by here, that I was wanting some disking done, land worked up, that he'd try to do it some Saturday. He works at a cheese plant down here in Batesville, and Friday's week.